Good evening once again. Thanks so much for staying with us here nationwide at 5. If you're just joining us, you're in for a treat because it is our distinct pleasure to welcome to our studios a beautiful 18-year-old who will represent Jamaica at the next Miss World Finals this September in Indonesia. She's Gina Hagitai. She was crowned in St. James at the Montego Bay Convention Center on Sunday, July 21.
Wow. Well, Gina took top honors from a field of 25 contestants at the event's 37th staging. 23-year-old Janae Jackson was first runner-up, while Amanda McCreath, also 23 years old, finished second runner-up. The 18-year-old not only secured the top prize in the 2013 Suzuki Kizashi motor car, she also walked away with three sectional prizes: most aware, most sociable, and best smile.
Wow. Most aware, best smile, gave it away on the night. Jamaica has had three Miss Worlds since in the pageant's 63-year history. They are Joan Crawford, who won in 1963, the year after independence, Cindy Breakspear in 1976, and Lisa Hanna, the current Minister of Youth and Culture, way back in 1993.
So, the lady will be seeking to become the fourth Jamaican to take the coveted Miss World title, Miss Jamaica World 2013, Gina Hagitai. She's with us in studio. And I must say, listeners, it's a welcome change. I struggle with being the, with carrying the beauty burden. Because Cliff is not much to look at, as you know. So, Gina, I'm very happy for you. Welcome to Nationwide.
You well, light up our studios.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
First of all, you see they're setting you up. You will be seeking to become the fourth Jamaican to win Miss World.
Yes.
That is a huge ask.
It's a very large undertaking, it is. But I suppose any girl who wins Miss Jamaica does hope to be the next Miss World. It is the goal. You move from Miss Jamaica to Miss World, so it's a natural progression. But not everyone has succeeded in it, and I don't presume that I have the best chance, but I'm most certainly I'm going to strive to work as hard as possible to do my best in the competition.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of trying and preparing yourself, what are some of the things you're paying close attention to?
Well, I'm being given training by the franchise holder Laura Butler and Fusion Media in speech preparation, public speaking, interview skills, and building up my pool of information to make sure that any question that comes at me, I'm able to answer it, mm-hmm. as well as first-hand experience. I recently was at the JCDC finals, and I was able to take some advice from the girls, actually. Their questions were extremely difficult, and they all handled them extremely well. I was very proud, and to see the deep-rooted culture that's within the young women in this country is amazing, and I think the winner, Manchester, she did very well. And I think she definitely deserved that crown. I've also been to, yesterday I was at the opening of the 61st Denby show. Mm-hmm. That was extremely informative. And the first time I've actually been, and it was a really good experience seeing the people that were there. It was held in Maypen, of course, in Clarendon. And all the people that had showed up, and seeing all the animals and all the crops that are grown in different parts of the island. In the Clarendon Pavilion, I actually saw that we grow strawberries there, mm-hmm. which I had no idea about, strawberries yes. and grapes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good beginning for the country to be looking into what more we can produce to make sure that we're importing less goods and exporting more. I know that goods such as sweet potato are in high demand, sweet potato and I think turmeric. And if we start growing more of these such crops, then we have less to import and more to export, and of course, it'll help the economy.
How does one prepare, Gina, for a competition such as the one you're heading to in Indonesia, especially after having triumphed at the local level? You know, what it is that you take yourself through in preparation for the big dance coming up?
Well, a lot of preparation is to do with looking into past winners and doing your research on who has won for, what they have done to win, their kind of preparation. I've been looking at a lot of YouTube videos of such competitions, as well as the team behind me, the Miss Jamaica World team, who has been so instrumental in my training. I'm being trained in public speaking, as well as interviewing skills, time management, all the necessary things that will equip me to be the best possible ambassador for my country. And that's really my biggest goal, to be the best possible ambassador that I can be for Jamaica.
What about getting your physical self prepared? Because that is part of the game, eh?
It is, and it's one of the hardest parts. In terms of that, I've been doing, obviously, I have a rigorous exercise routine. I get up as early as possible before the sun comes out too high to go running and do work on the track. Running has become a big part of my life, something I never thought would happen, because I used to hate running, I used to hate jogging. I had no stamina, but now I can run around for half an hour and not break a sweat, which is amazing.
Good.
And I have a very strict diet, something that my mom has been instrumental in helping me with. She's been my partner throughout this, and she's now taken up the whole diet and exercise program with me. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a lot easier.
So what have you cut out? What have you stopped eating?
Mostly carbs, you know, the usual, no cake, no sugar, no rice, things like that. Uh-huh. So mainly focusing on the protein and the vegetables. I'm actually a vegetarian. I eat fish. So I eat a lot of fish and a lot of vegetables, a lot of tofu, things like that.
Are you preparing to compete against ladies from individual countries, or are you preparing to compete against the system, the stencil that they use to mark down the winner of the Miss Universe pageant?
Well, I think you have to look at both when you look into it. Obviously, each country has their strengths and their weaknesses. You have to look into individual countries, but you do have to look at the competition as a whole. You have to look at the kind of criteria that they look at when judging who is the best candidate to be a Miss World. And so I think the best that I can do is, instead of focusing on who to beat, is to make sure that I look at myself and think, what can I do to make sure that I am the one to beat? What can I do to make sure I'm the best that I can be, as opposed to viewing others as competition? I just want to make sure that I have done everything in my power to prepare myself as best as possible, and then go from there and do the best I can.
Yeah. Well, coming from Jamaica, an island known for its tourism, is there anything you'd want to do if you were to go on to win Miss World, that you could say this would be my contribution to tourism in Jamaica?
In terms of tourism, I think that there's a lot of unexplored territory in Jamaica. When you look at the beaches are to be celebrated, the fact that people come to Jamaica as an island to go on the beach and have fun on the beach. But the island is a very dense place with a lot of very eclectic landscape. We have waterfalls, we have dense, not rainforest, but, you know, treed areas. Mm-hmm. And some of the cockpit country that's very much unexplored would appeal to a lot of tourists from places like Japan or Eastern Europe, who come not only for the beach but for the dense nature within the country. I think more tours through this kind of woodland would be very beneficial, and I think it would draw a lot of tourism. I think what we need to do is focus less on the countries that are already drawn to Jamaica, the mainstream countries like America and England, and focus more on places like Asia and further parts of Europe, Eastern Europe, and see what we could bring from those countries.
Yeah. You, I was reading something on you in the run-up to the competition, because I had a top five and you were in my top five.
Well, thank you.
Yes. you have a passion for history.
I do.
And tell us about that. How did this passion germinate, and how far do you intend to take it?
Well, this passion has always been there. I think my father is he's very much a historian. He's always had a passion for history, and it's something that my sister and I have always picked up. My sister was actually planning on doing a degree in history herself until her attention was brought to international relations. So it's something that has always been a part of our family. It's something that we've always discussed. It's something that has always been deemed important. And so when it came time to pick my A-levels, as I had done in my GCSEs, I thought that history would be instrumental in my development, and not only the development of knowledge, but the development of analytical skills, the ability to look into something and find the reason for it. Mm. And I think that's something that's very important, and I think it brings a lot of skills that are detrimental in today's society.
Your father is Hungarian.
He is.
But he had to flee Hungary.
He did.
What happened there?
He fled Hungary during the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. So he and his parents fled to Switzerland, where they took refuge.
Mm. So that's where it all started in terms of him telling you about the history of Europe and what he had experienced?
Well, I suppose that is a part of it, but he has always had a natural curiosity for those things anyway.
Mm.
I guess history was just always something that he took an interest in and something that his parents had instilled in him, as he has in me. So I don't think it stems so much from his history as mm-hmm. from a natural curiosity for it.
Yeah.
What I find with the people who wear the tag beauty queen, because of the perception in some parts of society that the beauty queen is, yes, physically appealing, but has a deficit between the ears, you find that sometimes people really want to impress upon people that I'm not like that, so they tend to overimpose a level of intelligence, then wanting to prove that yes, I definitely am not that.
Are you suggesting something?
I'm not suggesting anything, okay, because obviously you right, not fall Gina. Into that category. So the question is, you know, how do you deal with people who may be skeptical, saying, "Oh, beauty queen, let me see what she's made of," and maybe set traps for you to fall into? Do you feel under pressure to prove every time that Gina is very right. smart, she's a bright girl, intelligence is me?
Well, I don't know if I feel so much under pressure, because I know who I am and it doesn't scare me if someone wants to test it. They're very welcome to. I do get nervous sometimes in terms of interviewing, depending on what they ask and whether I can answer it, but I just make sure that no matter what I do, I'm always prepared. Being prepared is one of the best weapons you can always have, and I think if I maintain, if I keep well informed and if I maintain my studies and maintain my level of intelligence and maintain my thirst for knowledge and continuing to get that knowledge, then there's nothing anyone can throw at me that will throw me off guard. Not that I'm asking for anything.
But I want to go there, because you did A-level history.
I did.
German mm-hmm. and chemistry. And I'm asking, what kind of combination is that? help me to understand that.
Well, it wasn't a structured combination. I just always had a love for those three topics. I've always loved the sciences, and I've always loved history, and languages has always been a big part of my life. My father is, in fact, a linguist. He speaks 9 languages.
How many do you speak?
I speak English and I speak German, as well as bits of French, bits of Italian, bits of Spanish, a little bit of Chinese.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. And so it's just the love for German really came from a want to be able to speak to my grandparents, who spoke Hungarian and German, because they lived in the German-speaking part of Switzerland. So growing up in an English-speaking country, I wanted to be able to communicate with my German-speaking grandparents.
Mm.
So I started having an interest in German from a young age, and once again my father sparked that interest, and I continued it right up till A-levels. In terms of the science, it's just one of those things that you just grow up with a love for. I've always been the nerdy type, and I've always loved science, chemistry, and physics especially.
You are the nerdy type?
I'm
hardly. No, sir.
Hardly.
Well, let me ask you this as a follow-up, though, Gina. Chemistry, German, history, where are you heading?
Right now, I've been accepted to 3 universities for a degree in history and politics. So at the moment, I'm heading towards history.
Mm. Let me into your fashion world. I read where you say you like what, wooden earrings, and you.
Well, I like unique pieces of jewelry.
Yes.
Yes.
Trinkets, right? So are you? Do you believe in much accessory or? As Spartan as possible, you know, what determines how much of those, how accessorized you are when you step out?
My outfit.
Yes.
And what I'm feeling that day, what I feel like wearing. It's, I just like having at least one piece on me that I've gotten from somewhere that I know no one else has. I like going to markets and finding different little things that are handmade or that are have been made a long time ago. I very much like vintage things as well as things from different parts of the world. Whenever I go to a new country, I always make sure to get a piece of jewelry from there because it's just something that I like, and I like collecting such things, and I like it's something I have a passion for. So it's not what I wear isn't really determined by, I don't know, how many things I have or wanting to wear a lot of things. It just depends on how I feel that day.
All right, let's go to the break. Our special guest, Miss Jamaica World 2013, the very beautiful and bright Gina Harkitai. She's going to take your calls a little later on 9240753, 9240739, 9240222, 9240696, and 618-8255 in about 5-10 minutes.